"What we call the beginning is often the end," wrote T.S. Eliot. "And to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from." Welcome to Routines and Ruts, a podcast about our daily rhythms and inevitable stumbles. I'm your host, Madeline Dorr, and I'm popping back here to share a special update about this very podcast, as well as some reflections I've been having on endings. There may be a new beginning in every ending, but that doesn't mean the start will always reveal itself right away. It was actually over a year ago that I reached a particular ending. I submitted my manuscript and I knew in that moment it was also a conclusion for my labour of love, Extraordinary Routines, and this podcast that has been an extension of that project. It felt like a very natural and neat ending. The insights from the interviews, the lessons from the experiments, the turning points in my own curiosity had all been poured into the pages of my book, I Didn't Do the Thing Today. And yet I hesitated to properly acknowledge the end. To anyone who's been listening, it might have been obvious. I hadn't shared an episode in months. I hadn't planned a new season of the podcast. I hadn't even conducted a new interview for years. Yet I think in letting things languish, I felt I hadn't marked the end the way I think a labour of love that has held your attention for almost a decade deserves. Sometimes endings jolt us. Sometimes they find their own way, and sometimes things just peter out without any fanfare. But other times, I think when we postpone endings, we actually postpone the beginnings that follow to our own detriment. We delay having the breakup conversation, or handing in the resignation letter, or declaring something is over. And I think part of that hesitation might be because endings can be associated with failure. A marriage that ends is called a failed marriage. But why does the continuation of something have to be the determiner of its success? Whether it's a relationship, a job, a project, if we keep doing something that we know has ended for us, it's actually a recipe for half-heartedness or even resentment and exhaustion eventually. So where we can, where it's possible, isn't it better to leave things with love? Something doesn't have to last forever for it to be successful. Some things end because they're finished. Some things end because we're finished with them. Some things end because they just didn't work out. And it's not a failure to declare an ending. Rather, it can be an opportunity. As the writer Sarah Monguso put it, perfect happiness is the privilege of deciding when things end. In deciding to end Extraordinary Routines and this podcast, Routines and Ruts, I can see that the success of something doesn't live in its continuation or even in the way it might have ended. Even trying our best, some endings are messy and imperfect and we could have done better. So success, I think, lives in the thing itself. Everything we learn, we carry into each new beginning. This project in particular has taught me the importance of just doing things for the love of it, and also that things take time and that you never really know where things will end up. But if you want to, do them anyway. And so I've come to see that perhaps there's always two endings. The first is when you know it's the end, and the second is when you're finally ready for a new beginning. After a long period of reflection and allowing for the empty space that follows an end, I'm here to share a new start with you. While this iteration of the podcast has met its ending, the curiosity behind it continues on. And so what this means is that I'm moving my reflections and my writing and my thinking over to Substack, where I'll continue to publish different musings and also occasional audio recordings under a new umbrella, Madeline Dorr on Things. If you enjoyed the advice episodes in season 3, or perhaps the rest and recreation mini episodes in season 2 of this podcast, I think you can expect a very similar style with On Things, and it might really resonate with you. I'll continue to grapple with questions around how we spend our days, but I really want to expand my focus to a whole manner of things that we encounter and feel and do, both in our exterior lives, but also our interior lives. This podcast was a labor of love which meant that it was self-funded, and I did it for the love of it, which meant it was inconsistent by nature, and I picked it up and put it down depending on my time and curiosity. And so it was really tethered to these fluctuations. And over the years, I've experimented with different ways to make it sustainable. I've created a Patreon and I've had a buy me a coffee system, but I've settled now on Substack because I think it's a really great way to support writers in particular. So On Things will also be a labor of love, but I'm now able to have support from my readers and listeners, and so I can commit to attending to it more regularly. So if you've been a keen listener and you'd like to see how things unfold, there are some options for you. All of this will be linked in the show notes, but the first option is just to simply sign up to the free newsletter. If you don't already subscribe, you can sign up in the links in the show notes or head over to madelinedore.substack.com and you'll see a sign up link there. Each month, you'll receive a free roundup of things to read, ponder, and do. The second option is to become a paid supporter and subscriber and receive all of the exclusive writings. And amongst the essays will be a sprinkling of audio recordings for you, quote collections, experiments, and recommendations as they pop up, as well as my heartfelt thanks. You'll find it all at Substack, and there's more to come even in this conclusion. Everything we love will go through various endings and beginnings, because everything we love will continue to change. As Clarissa Pinkola Estes put it, love in its fullest form is a series of deaths and rebirths. We let go of one phase, one aspect of love, and enter another. Passion dies and is brought back. Pain is chased away and surfaces another time. To love means to embrace and at the same time to withstand many endings and many, many beginnings, all in the same relationship. I think the comforting thing about this cycle is that just as nothing is permanent, endings don't have to be either. We can pick things back up and greet them as something new or renewed. We leave one place to discover another. Limerence fades in a relationship for the deepening of intimacy. One labor of love ending allows for another new thing to begin. It's been such an honour to be joined by so many of you over the years, and I know some of you have been listening along since the very first episode or have listened to every single episode, and so I hope that you'll find equal inspiration, comfort, and curiosity in this new beginning. Thank you for listening to this bonus episode of Routines and Ruts. You can find all the links in the show notes or head over to madelinedore.com to learn more about my work. And remember, there's always new things we create in the endings. Thank you.